Unfortunately, life doesn't always flow according to our expectations. Sometimes we feel like we are flying above the clouds with happiness. We are having an incredibly pleasant and good time with our friends. Sometimes we fall to the ground and hit the bottom so low that we can't manage to get up. We fall into the pits of despair and can't get out. And we feel alone. In all this loneliness, we experience times when no one understands us. In such a time, when we realize that our material life is terrible, we notice that our spiritual life also has serious problems, because there is a life full of sins. While thinking about how to get over it, the devil comes, seeing this as an opportunity. Throw you into despair, he says,
"You have sinned so much, you can't change from now on. You have no choices but to let go."
He utters deceptive words one after the other so that you lose hope in Allah. Then he goes,
"Look, there is not a single fard that you practice in your life. You are a person who cannot even make salah. You are a person drowning in sins. Do you really think that Allah will forgive you? Will you get out of this filth?"
Then he continues, "It's too late for everything now. It's too late for repentance. You have broken your repentance hundreds of times. When you're such a person, how can you raise your hands and make dua to Allah? How can you show your face before God?" So how does one become hopeless? When a person's religious life and practices don't go well, he thinks about the existence of hell and the punishment in it. So because he is not successful in fulfilling his deeds of worship, he falls into despair along with the fear of hellfire. Thus, the mood that starts with hopelessness continues until he joins the devil's army. However, we should think that one of the biggest sins in our religion is to give up hope in Allah. You know, some people say, "Allah will never forgive me." Saying so is already a sin, even a major sin. So we should look at what Allah says, not what the devil says, because it's not the devil who will forgive us. We mustn't let the devil deceive us. It is Allah who will forgive us. And he says the following in Surah Az-Zumar.
"O my servants, who have transgressed against themselves by sinning, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is the forgiving, the merciful."
Brother, sister, are you someone who died without faith? No, you're not. And you're still alive. If we collect all your sins, it won't be as much as even a dirty drop falling into the ocean of Allah's mercy, because He has infinite mercy. What does our Lord say? "My mercy prevails over my wrath. His mercy surpasses His anger." And Allah states the following in a hadith Qudsi. "If my servant takes one step towards me, I will take 10 steps towards him. If my servant walks towards me, I will run to him." Then, my brother, my sister, walk to your Lord. Don't just walk to your Lord, but run to him so that he opens the sea of mercy to you. You know how an Islamic scholar says, "Come, whoever you are, come, even if you have broken your vows 1,000 times, come yet again, come." Is this hopelessness necessary? Look, Allah gave you life. He didn't make you a plant or a tree. He didn't make you an animal. He created you as a human being. Most importantly, He gave you the blessing of Islam. Look at your life. He showered you with blessings. You could have been a person with 10 days to live, waiting to die in a hospital bed. So don't give up hope in Allah, since He has given you so many blessings. Allah doesn't want it. Believe, my brother. Believe, my sister. Believe it. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "You shall have the upper hand if you are believers." Then you should say, "My Rabb will forgive me as long as I raise my hands and repent sincerely, shedding my tears on my prayer rug until it gets soaked." Allah hears you at the moment, brother. Allah knows what's crossing your mind. Allah is not displeased with you. Allah wants you to raise your hands and repent. Maybe you're saying right now, "Okay, I'll make some changes in my life, but it's not the right time now." Maybe you're saying, "Let me finish my school first, let me get my life together." Or you are saying, "Let me get married and get my life in order." Maybe another excuse. Postpone, postpone. Postpone for how long, brother? Believe me, this procrastination will never end. And when you get old, the devil will tell you,
You have lived your life heedlessly, forgetting Allah until this age. You've reached the age of 60. Do you think Allah will forgive you now?
He will throw you into despair again. Right now, the graveyard is full of people who said that they would start praying when they get married. Brother, stand up. All these years, the devil deceived us. Get out of the pit of despair. Say to the devil, I won't listen to you anymore. Cry out, now I'm listening to my Rabb. Are you going to stay like this just because you fell down? Are you going to say it's over? Or will you stand up and say, now I'm starting over in my life? Brother, stand up and shake off the dirty mud of hopelessness. Stand up because you have to stand up to say takbir, to say Allahu Akbar.
The decision is yours now.